USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has some strong words for Turkey.
Turkey is our NATO ally. Yes, it hosts millions of Syrian refugees and has a legitimate security concern about the situation in Syria. But Turkey's escalation of hostilities with the Syrian Kurdish partners who've helped the United States fight terrorism is completely and totally unacceptable. This violence needs to end.
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal attorney, says he doesn't intend to comply with a congressional subpoena for documents, escalating his battle with House Democrats who were seeking records as part of their impeachment inquiry. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow closed above 27,000 for the first time since July, gaining 237 points and closing at 27,025. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Career diplomat George Kent is answering questions behind closed doors in a House impeachment inquiry. Kent is a Deputy Assistant Secretary of State who oversees U.S. policy on Ukraine. This all stems back to a phone call President Trump had in July with the President of Ukraine. Mack truck workers strike for the first time in decades. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Mack truck workers are walking picket lines after their union launched a strike at plants in three states. The United Automobile Workers Union Local 677 began picketing outside Allentown, Pennsylvania. The company said the strike involves about 3,500 employees at facilities in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Florida. The union says many issues are unresolved, including wages, job security, and pension health benefits. Mack Truck's president, Martin Weisberg, said he's surprised and disappointed that the union decided to walk out rather than allow the employees to keep building trucks and engines while parties continue to negotiate.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Parents of the victims in the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting are opposing the reinstatement of Scott Israel as Broward County Sheriff. Manuel Oliver expresses his thoughts and says he would not like to see Israel back in office.
There's no one argument that will convince anyone that it's a good idea to bring this guy back.
Governor Ron DeSantis did remove Israel as sheriff shortly after taking office. Now a group of special investigators appointed by the state Senate concluded that DeSantis did not make a good case in removing Israel and he should be reinstated. President Trump has imposed economic sanctions on Turkey and called for the assault of the Kurdish fighters to end. The president is also sending Vice President Pence to the region. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Vice President Mike Pence made the announcement that he'll be going to the region with National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien to begin negotiations.
President Trump reiterated his offer to mediate and arbitrate a negotiation between Syrian Defense Forces and the Turkish military. And the president has directed me and Robert O'Brien to lead a delegation to Turkey in the immediate future to begin discussions and negotiations to bring the bloodshed to an end.
Mr. Pence added the U.S. is calling for a ceasefire and for Turkey to begin to negotiate with Kurdish forces in Syria to bring an end to the violence.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.